Hello. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the Pensive Podcast. Wow. This is cool. Okay, so for those of you that don't know me, my name is Juliana. I am 20 years old. I study chemistry, based in Nottingham, and I hope to go into medicinal research later on in life. I like music. I like good food. I like good vibes. I like laughing. But best of all, in my opinion, I love Jesus. Yeah, that's my big bro. Yeah, so yeah, I'm a Christian, I'm a young Christian, and that is kind of what's led me to here. And as a result of my relationship with Christ and just growing so much and discovering more of my true identity in Him, God kind of laid over my heart to start this podcast. So yeah, I know some of you may be thinking, okay, so what exactly will this be? What will I talk about? What purpose basically does this serve? Well, first of all, I feel like fellowship in the Christian body or the Christian community is just so powerful and so encouraging. That's why there are churches. That's why there are Bible study groups, just any sort of type of gathering where loads of Christians are. That's why that is. What it is, because it's such power, so powerful and so encouraging. And unfortunately, not everyone feels confident or has the type of character that allows them to take part in those kind of settings, the conversation that goes on in them. And even for those people that can, they might be like apprehensive to talk about certain things. They might not ask their question in its entirety because they may feel like they may be judged, which is unfortunate, which shouldn't be the case. You know, they might not feel free to voice their opinions as they want to. And I know for sure that applies to me. Sometimes I don't feel like everyone gets my wave, so to speak, or you know, sometimes what I say may seem like kind of unfiltered. So sometimes I do kind of hold back, if you get what I mean. But hopefully this platform will become that place where you guys listening and myself, we just talk and share with no shame. And there is so much healing in fellowship and just sharing freely. And when I tell you that the progress in your walk with Christ is greater when your freedom is there, it's just real. So I love the fact that that is the case. So when I've felt free enough to do this with people that are open, grown in Christ, and just having like really, really deep conversations, and they can speak in truth and in love, I tell you, it is actually so refreshing. And yeah, so that is what I hope this will kind of be. And I know I'm kind of unique. Not everyone will get me. Not everyone does get me at a glance. But being able to do this podcast allows me to voice myself better, I guess. Having said this, yeah, I don't want to seem so self-centered, but I love, love, love when people can do this too. So I hope you guys will join in too and join in the conversation on Twitter. Shameless plug. So yeah, hashtag the Pensive Podcast, and just tweet whatever you want to tweet in the days to come and whatever. And you guys can hit me up in my DMs if you feel free to talk about this stuff as well. My Twitter is at Juliana_Ennis, JULIANA_ENIS. If you've got a lot to say, that could be the best way to kind of voice it, and hopefully I'll bring it onto incoming episodes and all that stuff. Or if you just want anonymity, or whatever the case may be. So yeah, let's share with no shame. Amen? Cool. Okay, and another reason also that I have decided to do this is because a lot of what I've been through and what God has taken me through has caused me to kind of step back from a very self-centered point of view and just look at my life and where I am from God's perspective. It's kind of made me realize like I'm by no means perfect now. I can gladly acknowledge that. I mean, it's not as if I expected to be happy, be perfect, or be happy that I'm not perfect. I don't want it to stay that way. And at the end of Matthew 5, Jesus tells us that we should be perfect, just like our Heavenly Father is perfect. And obviously it is Jesus, so naturally I would obey calling myself a Christian. And it's cool like saying that, but it's a lot easier said than done, in my opinion. So it's thinking, how will I go about that, to be honest? How does Jesus expect that of me? But thankfully, in Hebrews 4, we are encouraged by the fact that Jesus, who is also called our high priest, he can sympathize with the fact that we are human, because he himself was human at one point when he was on earth. So the pursuit of living the best life that pleases God is still definitely within reach. And I hope you guys are encouraged to keep going. and I can say that, like, I hope you guys are encouraged, but of course I have to start with the girl I see in the mirror, that being me. You know, this podcast is hopefully helping me to do that, you know, continue to work on being perfect and just being the person that God has called me to be. And I have every hope that it will simultaneously help you guys do the same too. So yeah. And I guess, like, my final reason is kind of based on what God kind of showed me in Matthew 25. And in Matthew 25, Jesus is talking about the kingdom of heaven and the coming of Jesus Christ being like 10 virgins. Well, okay, Jesus wasn't talking about himself, but yeah, he's talking about the kingdom of heaven being like 10 virgins and an awaited bridegroom. And I won't read the whole thing right now, but I would definitely recommend you guys go check it out after this or whenever you feel free. But one thing I got from this parable is that it's very reflective of how the body of Christ is today. And as much as we may be doing good and sanctifying ourselves in preparation for the second coming, like, guys, y'all, we are being so dumb. Like, there is just no application of wisdom. I don't want to say all of us, but maybe for myself and what I've seen, there is no application of wisdom in the time we're waiting for Jesus's return. And the thing is, he has given us commandments, he's given us things to do while on earth in addition to just giving our lives to God. I mean, I'm not saying by our works we are saved, but there is just so much for us to do while we wait. And the question is, are we doing them? And I don't know if about you guys, you can answer that question for yourself, but I know I can't say yes to that question with my chest. So yeah, there is definitely a need to walk and work in wisdom, especially being someone of such high value to the Father. I mean, all of us are, believers and non-believers. He didn't create us separate. I mean, you know, every human is precious to him. We have such high value in his eyes. And the only way we can walk and work in wisdom and be ready, be those five virgins that were ready with oil in our lamp, is through wisdom. And that can be given to us by the leading of the Holy Spirit, or we can continue to get more of that by the leading of the Holy Spirit through searching the scriptures and meditating on the word all the time, because the word is God, the word was God. I'm trying to quote John 1 kind of dodgily right here, but yeah. Yeah, just the search for wisdom and the pursuit of wisdom makes us even more ready for when he returns. And yeah, that's why I believe I mean, I say, like, ignorance is not bliss, and God has taken me through so many lessons and has shown me so much, so that when he returns, my lamp is full of oil when he's coming back, I'm ready. So this podcast is one of the many ways that I intend to be ready, just continue to grow in wisdom. And y'all, the groom is coming, so I just wanted to ask, is you ready? But yeah, are you ready? It's just a kind of an alert to just ask us if we're ready. But yeah, seemed kind of heavy to say that, but if I'm honest, I'm just gonna be myself. Like, sometimes I can be hella hyped up, sometimes I can be kind of chill. It just depends on what the message or the thing I'm trying to convey. It just depends. So yeah, this is almost like my vocal diary, I think I can call it that. But yeah, but you guys were supposed to hear it clearly, so yeah, just be ready for me. For those of you that don't know me that well, or hear me talk so freely, I mean, really deeply, like, this is a podcast, I'm in my room by myself, of course I'm going to be myself. It's just funny that I'm actually going to put it out. But yeah, just be ready for me, because that's I can only be me. And I just hope that Holy Spirit kind of works through that and ministers to you guys. And hopefully I will have some other young Christians, just other people that I believe are just really, really encouraging, have encouraged me and helped me in me getting to know them. And they'll come hopefully and discuss and encourage you guys on what God is doing in their lives and what God's saying through them. So yeah, that's what this is. The Pensive Podcast, that's what this is. It's just going to be this forum of honesty, sharing with no shame, and just being ready for Jesus. Just being on fire for him. That's really all he wants from us. I just want to be on fire for him. You know what I mean? So yeah. Cool. I'm excited. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm excited. I can't wait to see where this is going. But yeah, guys, keep your eyes peeled for the first official episode, which will be coming out very soon. Keep up with me on Twitter at @Juliana_Ennis, hashtag the Pensive Podcast as well. I'd like to see that popping on TL. And yeah, follow my SoundCloud as well, so that you can be up to date. It can be on your I don't know, timeline thingy on SoundCloud, which is The Pensive Podcast, no spaces. Or you, well, anyway, type it in and hopefully it should come up. But yeah, I can't wait. I'm excited. But yeah, guys, thank you for tuning in to this intro, and I will catch you all in the next one. See ya. Stay blessed.